Community radio is growing in one of the most unlikely of places, rural India. That's the view of one Indian-born entrepreneur who says there's an appetite for community radio in rural India as a tool of empowerment and information sharing. Saritha Thomas is the founder of the People's Power Collective. She says although there are challenges to setting up a sustainable model in rural India, the service is sorely needed in remote communities where illiteracy and poverty remain barriers to the empowerment of locals, particularly women. She told Biwa Kwan why she left a successful broadcasting career with the BBC to set up a sustainable community radio model in India's rural north.
I didn't want to say, okay, I've been doing radio for 15 years. Of course, you know, I have the solutions in my fingertips. It doesn't work like that. You know, what is the ground realities? So we did a bit of field study, and I met this fantastic woman in Rajasthan. It's one of my most favorite stories. You know, she was there with her beautiful, you know, ghoongat, as you call it, you know, the parda, the thing you wear over your head. And if you're aware, Rajasthan is a very colorful state. It's, you know, so she's wearing this beautiful, colorful pink and yellow and beautiful jewelry, all covered up, and we were chatting, and obviously I was, you know, much like you, documenting what, you know, our discussion, and she then looked up to me and she said, but you know, Saritha, this media is not for people like, you know, my, like me. This is for Amitabh Bachchan and, you know, Sachin Tendulkar, the cricketers, the Bollywood people. You know, we're just, you know, really small people. We don't, you know, this is not for us. And I said, okay, hang on one take. And I stopped my recording and I played back her voice. And immediately the little parda comes off and she looks at me all starry-eyed and like beaming. And she's like, is that my voice? And I said, yeah, isn't this what you just told me? And then she's glowing. She's like, I sound pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely do. And the next question was, so will my village hear my voice? And I said, yeah. And then the next thing, kind of showing the social dynamic in her context, was, will my in-laws listen to me? Will my husband's parents, will they kind of hear my voice? And that shows you the kind of potential power in these kind of, you know, very repressed social settings that community radio can have. And that's just the most basic. And then how she might, you know, go on from strength to strength to grow that. And then, you know, one woman empowered this way means her whole family has the potential to be empowered and change their lives. So it's an exciting prospect.
Certainly. I mean, how does someone like yourself who grew up in, you know, a city girl essentially, end up leading, you know, this project which is about bringing community radio to the rural parts of India? I mean, how did that happen?
I don't know, it's possibly an awareness of India. I mean, I'm very passionate about my home country. You know, more than 80%, 70 to 80% of India is rural and less privileged. I mean, we see a whole different picture of, you know, India shining, India rising, you know, which is all fantastic. But, you know, at the base of this all is a large portion of India that sometimes doesn't even have access to electricity, have access to basic things like broadband that you and I, you know, just absolutely take for granted. And we're talking about people who've probably never seen a desktop or a laptop, leave alone being connected. And I think that's the reality of my country. And I've grown up with these kind of disconnects.
Can you tell me a little bit more what the take-up of community radio has been in India in the past, since the 1990s, and what need there was for your particular People's Power Collective? What does it add to what's already happening?
I mean, we're talking about 1.2 billion people, of which, you know, 70 to 80% are in rural, less privileged settings. And there are just, if I'm right, 40 community radio stations in India right now who are run by community-based organizations or NGOs. That's tiny if you look at the scale and scope of India. So there's room and there is the opportunity for us. The story I shared with you about the woman in Rajasthan, I think that is one of my, you know, most precious moments of, you know, the power this medium has. Also met, you know, coming to the folk music and the culture side of community radio, you know, there's fun. It's not just, you know, bombarded with development and all of that. So in Karnataka, met a group, Namadhwani, they call, very interesting, fantastic radio station model. And there was a senior man in the village who no longer can farm the fields, till the fields, and therefore is considered a bit redundant and an extra mouth to feed. But what they discovered is that he is speaking a language, or the original kind of dialect of this village, that's fast being forgotten. And the local radio station has discovered that. So suddenly he's a star. And he has value, and he's doing like a program, you know, every once in a while. And that is, again, you know, so the value this medium has on a broad spectrum to educate, empower, inform, and then change lives from within, I think is what is the driving force. And it's these anecdotal bits that lets me know that there is a future in this, and then there is impact to be had.
Saritha Thomas, founder of the People's Power Collective, speaking to Biwa Kwan. And to hear an extended version of that interview, head to our website at www.thewire.org.au.